On Sunday, April 15th, the inspirations for today's reflections were from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 to 19, God's power through ordinary people and how faith can create miracles, and from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, 6, and 7, God's love connects us all. We can be the good in the world. We also continue to hold in our prayers and be impacted by the accident of April 6th, when the bus of the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team was involved in an accident. By now we knew that 16 people had died due to the accident and 13 were injured. I've had a number of conversations this week where frustration, anxiety, misunderstandings, and perhaps a little bit of fear of the world around us has made folk ready to react, and not always positively. Even if you are not a big news watcher, because admittedly we hear more challenges than celebrations at the moment, you have to be aware that we are living in a world where voices in authority are making what appears to be terrible decisions. When we stand back and can see leaders bickering with each other, when unknown people are creating damages for reasons that we don't understand. To add to all of that, when we common folk add our voices, we find ourselves giving in to the temptation to join in the bickering. We demand what we want. We want retribution. What we want isn't always available or right or good. And it feels as though we are being drawn into dissension, separateness, and isolation. But we've also seen the opposite. In the aftermath of the Humboldt Broncos bus accident, we have seen the country drawn together. We have seen communities hold each other up. We have seen selfless decisions that have been made that have saved other lives. We have seen courage. We have seen compassion. In the midst of the unimaginable, we have seen love. What is it that pulls us out of the spiral of challenge into the swirl of caring? Peter would say that it is God. Peter would say that if we trust that God can triumph over the pettiness of humanity, over the mistakes and the bad decisions, we can create miracles. Remember that the book of Acts is a collection of stories that tells us how the first followers of Jesus' way moved forward from the unimaginable into communities of care, into voices of justice, into learning about the possibility of doing and being better, guided and held by God's love and Jesus' unwavering commitment to it. Peter reminds them of how God has connected with them through the ages, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God has been there through the worst of humanity's decisions. God stays. Peter doesn't try to ignore the mistakes made before. He says to the people, "Then you didn't fully understand the consequences of your choices, but now you do. What are you going to change?" When we know we are in turmoil, talk to God. Family is family. Even when mistakes are made, we are still connected. But if we choose to turn to God, to listen to God, we can rethink how we have been, and with God's blessings, do better. The letter, 1 John, written 100 years after Jesus' death, has misted origins. Scholars are not quite sure who the author is. What they do think is that the letter was written to people who were still struggling with what to think about the resurrection of Jesus. Was he human? Was he a spiritual being who only appeared to be human? Oh, the questions then and continuing now about living faith and what it means. 1 John reminds the readers to remember their grounding faith stories. That Jesus can be physical, human, and the divine Son of God, and that his death had value and teachings to be honored. He urged them to keep that commandment to love one another. 1 John repeatedly insists that you cannot truly believe in Jesus without selflessly loving others. 1 John reminds the readers of connections, that we are connected as family are connected, not just with each other, but also with God. Don't get distracted, he said. Know God. God loves us. Follow Jesus. Then you can be as good as they are. When the world around us is messy, even if we don't want to listen to it, we can't just close the door and pretend it isn't there. We have to make a decision as to how we are going to connect with the rest of God's family. Well, maybe not all of them, but someone, somewhere. Peter, with the love of God powering his actions, chose to heal one man. 1 John chose to speak to struggling people and offer them family, offer them hope, offer them leadership. Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." God says, "I am with you always." How do we open our minds to get past the bickering and arguing, and to see that open hearts can see solutions that closed minds can't? How does our faith inspire us to speak to power quietly, firmly, and with authority for the sake of others? How do we engage in conversations, listening to all sides and then looking for possible solutions that will give each partner something, if not everything, that they hoped for? Peter said, "Why are you so amazed? Don't you know that if we have faith and follow, that we can accomplish miracles?" 1 John said, "God loves us, and if we can take courage and follow God, we can do and be the good the world needs." Listen. In this moment of time, listen. Listen for the love of God to whisper to you, "Why don't you try this?" Listen for the love of God to say, "Nice work, child of mine. Let's do some more." Listen for the whisper of Jesus' voice saying, "God will lift us out of struggle into light. Trust God." Let us open our minds, open our hearts to hear God calling us to be the good that the world needs us to be. Hallelujah.